Hey guys, thanks for being here. Fishtail Group is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to take biblical stories and biblical characters and flesh them out with original dialogue. So this particular play, Blind Man Looking, is based on John chapter 9. And when I wrote this, one of the reasons I did was because I was so taken with the kind of drama and comedy that was in this story. And if you read it, I think you'll understand that. Just a real brief thing. Jesus heals a blind man by putting the clay in his eyes, and the Sanhedrin has a little trouble with this.
Right off, I could tell we were both in serious trouble when that young priest came to get me and to bring me here. They don't like a lot of talk about the man Jesus. But yesterday, he put mud in Ezra's eyes, and now he can see. I know that don't make good sense. I know that, but it is what it is, and there's no changing it. And after, Ezra, running wild with his arms all stretched out, gliding down through the streets and all. And today now, hundreds of people lined up at the city gate wanting to see Ezra and to know what nobody can quite believe.
The blind beggar down by the city gate.
I wouldn't have believed it myself if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Cyrus, I was at the market to buy food, and I hear this rumor about a healing, and this beggar comes rushing past me with a mob of people shouting and singing.
So tell me exactly what happened. What's your name? Jetta?
Jetta Prine, sure is.
What happened then?
So the man Jesus, he's walking past Ezra, just like everybody else. They need to stop and start talking to Ezra. Brought tears to my eyes to see him do that. I mean, nobody ever paid any attention to Ezra.
You and your friend are close?
Oh, yeah. Ezra's been my best friend since he's a little thing. He was born blind, so he never had any friends but me. It's not Ezra's fault he was born blind.
You more or less take care of him.
Oh, yeah. We settle for one another. Sure do. Like me, he's got no family anymore since they threw him out. I saw Ezra wandering the streets, and we just kind of took up with one another, him needing help in learning the ways of the streets and all. I like Ezra just because Ezra is. He's like a son to me now. I'm all he's got, and what people give him from time to time, passing by the gate and all.
So tell me, what did this man Jesus do?
Well, let me tell you. So the man Jesus, he's talking to Ezra, and he reaches down and picks up a clump of dirt there.
Dirt?
Yeah, a big old clod of it in his hands. And then he spits on it, and he sticks the mud straight into both Ezra's eyes.
Mud cakes.
Yeah, like little mud pies like you make when you're 4 or 5 years old. Sticks them into Ezra's eyes so he looks like some sort of owl, just like he had the eyes of an owl.
Must have been a shock to your friend.
It was. Ezra's turned towards me with his arms out. What the what, Jenna? What the what? All dazed and confused. You just imagine.
I really can't.
That's just a start. And the man Jesus takes Ezra by the head like this. Ezra tries to duck out, but the man Jesus, he's got these big, strong hands with his thumbs on Ezra's eyes. Now he starts rubbing that mud on right up into Ezra's eyeballs. Ezra goes to kicking his legs out and yelling now. But the man Jesus, he holds Ezra still, and he keeps rubbing that mud up till he's through. Ezra's exhausted.
What did your friend do then?
Starts trying to get the mud out.
Well, yeah.
Ezra's not real happy about it either.
Well, no, I wouldn't think he would be.
What the what, Jetta? What the what? Now, people are starting to laugh at him. Ezra's starting to scratch the mud out, and the man Jesus takes Ezra's hands away from his eyes, and he calmly whispers in Ezra's ear. Ezra, calm now all of a sudden, he nods his head, and he goes down to the pool there down by the temple, and he starts washing the mud out.
The ceremonial pool? And yesterday.
I knew there was probably something wrong with having him wash, and on the Sabbath and all.
Yes, and you were very right to think that.
But suddenly, I swear to glory, Ezra can see. I mean, he doesn't know he can see at first. He's got to get used to being able to see. First, to wave his hand in front of his face a few times, look down at his fingers, and stare down at the pool and start looking at himself. And now more and more people are starting to come watch. Ezra touches the pool, and it does a little ripple. What the what, Jetta? What the what? Ezra gets his big old grin on his face. Now those that come to watch, they start to clapping. Ezra to roll over and over, start giggling like a baby, springing to his feet, looking at himself in the pool again.
Where's your friend now? What's his name? Ezra, you say?
Oh, he's sleeping down by the gate. He's pretty much spent.
I tried to bring the beggar himself, but by the time I got to him, he was too far gone. This man was standing nearby. He seemed to know all about it and wasn't shy in talking to anybody.
Oh, hey, is this going to get me into trouble, you think? I mean, I'm just telling how I know it to be. Is that a bad thing?
Tell me, the rumors and all, what are people saying about the man who healed the beggar?
Well, he cut against everything we know to be the way things are. I mean, that's just not how it's supposed to be.
Because he was born blind.
Well, yeah, how it's supposed to be. I mean, Ezra was born blind because something his papa did that wasn't right. Everybody knows that, or his ma or somebody else in the family there somewhere. The blind and the lame are that way for a reason. Mm-hmm. But for the man Jesus to come along and change that somehow, that just cuts against everything we know to be the way things are. It ain't for any normal man to do.
Normal?
Well, some would say he's special in a way.
What then, the chosen one of David?
Well, now you ain't heard me say it.
It's all right. You're not on trial here.
Well, yes, sir. Some would say that the man Jesus who did this all is special in a way. And then not that I would say that, nor Ezra either, but yeah, that's a mumble on the street. Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Is your friend close by? I would love to talk to him.
I can go wake him up.
Yes, do.
It's something to see Ezra sleep now. He's not used to having to close his eyes. I got to tell him whatever he's looking at when he stares at something. He's got no idea what he's looking at, but he is ready to be amazed. I got to tell him a tree is a tree or a donkey is a donkey.
Let's just go find him and bring him here.
I sure will.
Well, we have heard all about the man Jesus, and now he has brought his act to town.
He's certainly something. I'll give him that.
It won't take long to silence him. It's not as if we haven't had this kind before.
Not with this kind of dazzle we haven't.
You sound impressed.
Oh, come on, sir. I'm not saying the man Jesus is what they're calling him, but you have to love the spectacle.
He knows that we won't arrest him. He's way too popular for that. But that arrogance is his Achilles heel, to violate the Sabbath and then have the beggar wash in the pool.
Where does he come from?
Small town north of here, Nazareth, they say. It's a hole in the wall.
I've been there. It's the kind of place you'd only know passing through.
A vagabond carpenter, they say. Bored with making furniture? Why not add a little zest to life? They amaze me. Don't they realize this can only end in tragedy?
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to let the lie have its vengeance. Once we expose yesterday afternoon for what it truly is, the crowd will turn on him and we can do whatever we want to with him.
Thumbing his nose at us with all of our power? Demanding that we do something and knowing fully well that we won't. Such courage.
Always the challenge.
I don't mean to be.
Don't be so defensive. It's one of the things I admire about you.
Well, it's just that to march into the city with no apologies.
They all do that, Cyrus. You don't know. You've never had to deal with his kind before.
I suppose, but he's like something you've been told not to touch as a child, and you just can't help yourself. It's something about him that's just tantalizing.
And though I am surprised that you can't see past the dazzle, I'm not at all surprised that you would speak your mind. Come here. Come. You're like a son to me, you know that.
I do. And I don't ever want to disappoint you.
They all wanted to give up on you.
I know.
But I made up my mind very early on that I wanted to give you special care because a part of me admired that stubbornness in you that others took as disobedience. Your father was a lot like that. Always the rebel. Sometimes we wondered if he were Levite at all.
Yes, the ordained, the supercilious.
Do you not like being a priest?
I love it. As long as I'm guided by my heart, because that's where I find God. But that's not where some of them would tell you to look for him. It's in the musty pages of discipline.
I think you are very disciplined.
I never said that it wasn't necessary. Do you find God there? Or in the musty pages of the past? I know it's blasphemy to suggest this.
No. Sit. I want to hear.
I just can't stand the hypocrisy of some. They demand that you march like the blind, ignoring anything is how you really feel. White and shiny, pure marble tombs. Perfect looking on the outside, but full of dead bones and decay.
You're being a little harsh. They're only teaching what they were taught.
What made you different?
How so?
You were the first of any of them to teach the heart as well as the mind. I remember being so impressed the first day. Don't just obey the law. Be devoted to the law. Learn to love the law in your heart.
And I sincerely believe that, Cyrus. That is why it is so necessary that the law live in the heart of all Levites as it lives in me. Tell me, what is in your heart right now?
Well, I want to please you. I always want that. But two, I'm titillated by the man. It's the only word I know to use.
So what are you going to do about that?
I'm going to pray.
Exactly. This is exactly where I began to be the priest that I am today, through dedicated prayer. What will you pray for?
I'm going to pray that my heart is pure and that I recognize what you see in this man and not what I might suppose.
This could be your own personal crucible with God, you know.
My crucible?
Yes, your wrestle with the angel.
You mean like Jacob?
God's final test for you to know if the law truly does live in your heart. And like with our ancestor Jacob, the final question remains, how will you come through?
That's a dog, Ezra. You're looking at a dog.
I know you'll prove your mettle in this, Cyrus, and that your time in discipline, study, and prayer will be for the good.
Oh, sir, I got...
Yes, bring him in.
Come on. What are you going to do?
Here you go. I'm going to help you fight the angel.
Isn't that pretty? Check that. Look at that. Look at that. Look. Yep.
Wow.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stained glass. That's a chair, Ezra. It's what you sit on.
I know it's a chair, Jetta. Just like the dog outside, I know that was a dog. I know a chair is what you sit on. Jetta's my only friend.
He settled down some after his nap. He's just trying to figure things out now.
It's like everything that's been shut out my whole life. You know, it just comes tumbling back in.
Tell him, Ezra.
Like I can turn my head to the side. And if I turn around, I can see what I want to see all over again. like that's a lamp, isn't it? And it shines bright in the dark like the moon, doesn't it? I went to sleep last night staring up at the moon for the first time in my life, and it was shining down on me in a gentle way.
Your friend does well with this. How long have you known him?
Oh, I've known Ezra since he's a little thing playing naked on the river. Remember that?
Except I didn't know I was naked. I can sure feel it, though.
Jetta. What do I look like naked?
No, wait, Ezra, oh. Later.
And you ain't gonna believe.
I've dreamed I could see my whole life. I have, except I knew it was because of the curse of my papa's sin that I come to be born blind. But I dreamed of being able to see anyway, in spite of my papa's sin. like how you kind of wish you could fly like a bird, but you know you can't. But then. Out of the impossible comes that man to put the mud in my eyes. Ooh, did that change everything, Jetta?
It did. Tell him what it was like. Just wait a year.
It was all the color I came to know.
It's true, too. He just can't get over all the color.
Well, it's like it's everywhere. Like, when I saw the color of a red rose just now, ooh, that brought me to my knees.
It did, too.
It did. And, the blue sky and the stars at night. How do you ever get over that? Or do you? I don't know. Maybe it's good that you don't see all things as new like I do. Because if you did, it'd be hard to focus on anything else.
Why don't you sit?
Oh.
In the chair. In the chair. Yes. Oh. There you go.
That's good.
I don't have much to say, except I've been blind my whole life, and now my eyes got reason.
I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't believe you or your friend's story for 1 minute.
Sir?
I don't. I think you're very accomplished liars.
No offense, sir, but how can that be?
Well, either your friend here is not the man down by the gate, or if he is, he has been pretending to be blind to elicit pity and then money from people passing by. Who wants to give money to a man who can see?
Can I come again?
Sir?
There is no magic, no sleight of hand that can make a blind man see. You just said so yourself, how impossible that would be. So, what then am I looking at when I look at you?
What do you want me to say?
I'm not interested in punishing you. I just need to hear you say that you participated in a lie, a sham. It's the man who claims to have healed you that I'm after.
What? You think I'm a lie?
I think this. I think you've been penniless your entire life, and what you did have was from deception. No one can blame you for that. You have to eat. And then this stranger comes into town. He sees through your little farce, and then he offers you money to participate in a preposterous lie.
But, sir, you said that...
No one can blame you for that. But I think that if you had known what a big deal this was going to be, you would have thought twice before agreeing to do what that man asked you to do.
Sir, I just know that my eyes have been dark my whole life, and they ain't no more.
And that's all you've got.
Well, isn't that something?
How about you? What do you say about the beggar?
Well, yes, sir, but Ezra's Ezra. I've always known Ezra.
But always able to see.
I guess. But blind his whole life.
Then who was walking through the streets yesterday afternoon?
Ezra was.
I was shy about it first when I did it.
He was.
I was.
Tell him, Ezra.
But once I got my feet set, I'll tell you, I was running and jumping and dancing and singing.
And you're sticking with this story.
Oh, no, sir. I'm just telling you what was, is all.
And that is a lie.
Well, what is? That I'm not what I was, or that I'm not what I am. I don't know, Jeddah.
Sir, look, we don't want any trouble. We got nothing but what we are. We're just simple people trying to live the life we live. And you say it's all a lie? I mean, no offense, but I don't think Ezra would even know how to lie.
I want to go home, Jeddah.
Don't you understand? I am giving you the opportunity to confess without retribution. I'll even see to it that the beggar doesn't starve to death, if that's what you want.
What I want is just to go home.
Yeah, but please, sir, just let us go home.
I'll let you go, but don't go far. I'm not finished with you yet. I want to speak to the beggar's parents.
Well, Papa not going to tell you anything more than what I told you. It's how I come to leave home.
Mm. Where is the beggar's father?
He's not far from here. He followed us when he was told you wanted to talk to Ezra. Mm.
Bring him to me.
Ezra, come on.
Did I say something wrong?
No, Jeff? You did fine.
Well, it's not fine if he's not going to let me go home.
What he's claiming is just plumb crazy. You got nothing to worry about.
Why not?
Well, he's claiming that you've been pretending to be blind, or that you got some strange twin brother to come along all of a sudden and to play like you're blind. That's not going to fool anybody.
Well, why not? I mean, explain it to me, Jeff.
Remember when you looked down in the pool and saw your face for the first time? Well, that's your face, Ezra, and that face just... is. Nobody that saw you down the gate's going to have questioned that face. I mean, your face is no more than what it is.
But it is that.
It is.
All the arguing, debating, discussing that he's not that face will never change it. That it is. Come on, Ezra.
Who are you talking to, Jed?
Just come on.
Okay, all right.
Well, this may be a bit more of a battle than I gave credit.
Sir.
I know what's going on in that young brain of yours, but these two, they're both lying. The beggar and his friend, I know they seem genuine enough. I'm not going to pretend that I wasn't a little moved. Years ago, before I immersed myself in study and prayer, I may have doubted the law in this, as I'm sure you do now. I just ask you to be a little less impetuous and naive.
Sir, I know that I'm fighting hard to understand you in this, but I can't help but to question your logic here, sir.
You're in the grip of the angel now, Cyrus. Doubt is to be expected, but he is about to throw you to the ground and choke the life out of you if you let him. You keep your eyes fixed on the law as God expects you to. As long as you do this, God has promised us the final victory.
But it really is stretching all credibility to suggest that this is not the same man that was down by the gates when hundreds of people know that it was, or that he has been pretending to be blind.
There are mothers who bind their children's feet when they are born to cripple them so that pity brings more money. These people are capable of anything.
Well, why would his friend lie?
Well, he obviously gets a cut, Cyrus. I don't blame these men, but this Jesus comes into town. He sees through the scam and decides to use it for his own advantage. Possibly he blackmailed the beggar, threatened to reveal the lie. Possibly he paid them. I don't know, but it's obviously a con.
But if it's not a con, and he really did heal the beggar, have we ever known evil to heal?
And that's just it. We know that the man is evil and that he violated the Sabbath. So the answer to your question is no. We have never known evil to heal. That's why we know the healing was a con.
I wonder if the father even wants to talk about his son. Families rarely want anything to do with their children born blind like that.
The father will cooperate. Apparently, the son was banished from the house. The father has nothing to lose.
Do you think that it was God that had the man violate the Sabbath?
All I know is that it is eminently clear that we do something, and if not, suffer the consequences.
Oh, sir, I got Ezra's father. If you still want to talk.
Yes, bring him in.
Come on in, Abel.
I know my Ezra's created quite a stir. Yes, sir, quite a stir. I hope he isn't in any trouble. I blame me and the missus, of course. It was his idea to leave home.
Really?
Yes, sir. Due to all the shame we came to know whenever we were to look at him, and you know, him to look back at us, not really look at us, you know, but both eyes open anyway. I make a little joke about it. I know it's not funny, but I'm just nervous is all.
You have no need to be nervous. We are only after God's truth in this.
Let me just say, I'm sure it was something the missus and I did to bring this curse upon the boy. You know, it eats us up that, you know, we're the reason that this was on Ezra. You know, it's hard to sleep at night, but I can promise you it wasn't anything like violating the Sabbath. I can flat out tell you that.
So you still love your son?
Oh, yes, sir. I love them all. I mean, we even tried to get Ezra to come home, but we knew it was no use. You know, he wouldn't have anything of it, wouldn't have no part of it. He said he didn't want to be reminded of the shame, you know. But, I don't know, my wife and I, we love them all. We love them all to death. It's why I come to follow him here, because I knew with you and all, it couldn't have been any good.
Well, why not? If your son was truly healed, what would the problem be? Isn't it a fact that you followed him here because it's all a lie?
A lie? No, what lie?
I don't believe your son was ever blind.
My son? You're talking about Ezra? Mm. Yeah, no, Ezra's my son. You see, here I've been going on and on about my blind son. You're talking about somebody else. I must sound like a babbling fool.
No. It is your son, the healed blind beggar I'm talking about, all right.
But no, sir. See, now Ezra, he couldn't see until just now. Just now. Look, we're so happy for him, too, because, you know, he can finally come home, and we can be a family, and we even cleared off a spot for him to have a bed. I know it isn't much, but it's got to be better than what he's used to down at the gate, although I hadn't told him yet. It's kind of hard to get to him with all these people that want a part of him now. Mm.
Tell me, how do you make a living?
Use your odd jobs here and there.
Mm. And you can make enough with that to support a family. How many children do you have?
Well, I got enough to keep me and the missus up at night. I got two boys and three girls.
And you can support them all doing odd jobs?
That's not easy. You know, times are hard.
Mm. How about this? How about you get a little money back from your blind son from time to time? How about you lie about your son because you know that a blind man can make a lot more money than someone who does odd jobs?
Now, sir, now with all due respect, and that just isn't how it is at all. Besides, I mean, money doesn't mean anything with Ezra being able to see and being able to come home and us to look at him without shame.
Sir, if I may. Say your son was healed. Say he was born blind and the man Jesus put mud into his eyes and he can see again. What do you say about the man who did this to your son?
I claim nothing. I have no notion.
Some say that he is the son of David, and that this miracle proves this. How do you feel about that?
What does it even matter how I feel?
Because you are the beggar's father, for goodness sake. Listen, I know it hasn't been easy for you, and I can absolutely understand if you took that money.
But I didn't take anything.
Well, you couldn't have lied for nothing.
Sir, I think...
Listen, no one has ever healed a blind man. Not ever. There are magicians, very good ones, walking the streets, but none with the magic to do that.
What I'm telling you is the truth.
But is it God's truth? The man Jesus violated the Sabbath.
And my son can see!
You don't have the slightest clue as to the power of this, do you?
I only know what I know.
Yeah, you and your son and your son's friend all know what you know. Three blind mice.
Sir, I think the father said all that he's going to say.
Has given credence to a con man that some consider the chosen one of David. Do you have any notion as to the damage that could do? No, of course you don't. Listen, I'm tired of this. I want you to come clean. Don't test my patience in this anymore. This is much bigger than your son conning for the pittance that he earns down by the gate every day. This is much bigger.
I don't want it to be bigger. All right, all I know is what I know. Please do not ask me to tell you anything else.
And that's just not going to get it done, is it? Jetta, I want to see the beggar again. Is that your name?
Jetta Prunch, here is.
And I want you to wait just outside here.
Sir, I think we just need to take
some
time.
I want you to tell the guard not to let him leave.
But sir.
Please.
Sir, Ezra's not far from here, worried about his pop and all.
And he's not going to tell you anything more than what he knows.
That's the truth. He's not gonna.
He isn't wired any other way.
Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, my.
Sir, that father had every right to want to see his son born with sight. Why would he lie? Unlike what you say, the money he would make helping his father would far outweigh anything he would make at the gate. And did you see the pain in the father's eyes when he spoke of the sin of his son?
I must say they seem very real.
They are, sir.
But now it's time to push out the doubt, Cyrus. We are charged to protect the law, and that man Jesus clearly broke it.
But what if it's not so clear as you think it is?
It's clear to me what will happen if I don't do what I was purposed into this world to do. I only ask you to remember the words of retribution dictated to Moses and our ancestors before crossing the River Jordan and marching into Canaan.
I remember those words. I sat at your feet and listened to it all.
My ancestors were refugees in Assyria. Did you know that? The stories that I heard as a child passed down as legend, my parents instilling them in me so that I would never wander from the will of God again. No, Cyrus, it is very clear to me. Jerusalem leveled, the temple ransacked, pillaged, destroyed, the land taken along with any livestock, the women raped and left for dead. The children killed, the babies' heads bashed against the rocks, the absolute unthinkable. A proud nation utterly destroyed, all because we turned our backs on God, the very God who had delivered us out of bondage.
I remember these, and it was devastating.
Then why do you hesitate? Can't you see that if we don't do something about this man Jesus after violating holy law, that God will have his vengeance once again? Can you imagine what that would mean?
But it really is stretching all logic to believe that this man was never born blind or that he's not the same person that everyone is so sure it is.
It doesn't matter.
What?
It makes no difference.
What could you possibly mean by that?
It makes no difference as to the beggar being healed. Now, I know how this must look. I know how incredulous it is for me to claim the things that I do about the beggar. With here, with the father and the man Ezra, they all seem so true.
But if it's not a lie...
We must expose it as a lie. Now, don't look at me like that. I know all of the moralizing going on in that very young brain of yours.
You are asking these people to lie.
I am asking them to see God's plan in this. Even if this Jesus did heal, we believe what we believe as it fits that plan. We must look to God's truth and ignore the smaller truth for the sake of this nation.
The truth is the truth, sir, no matter how you choose to know it.
And those are the words of a very young and idealistic boy.
I love you. You know that I do. I don't want any harm to come to you. But if we don't do something about this man Jesus after violating holy law, regardless of what else he did, the dome of protection that God has placed over this nation could be lifted, just as it was with our ancestors. God will have his vengeance. And this time, it won't be the Assyrians or the Babylonians. It will be the impossible might of Rome. Is that what you want?
I want what God wants.
Then we both want the same thing.
Sir, I got Ezra. If you still want to talk?
Yes, bring him in. This is the very heart of your battle now, Cyrus. You keep your eyes on the law for the sake of us all.
Ezra?
Jetta, you're not going to believe.
What's the matter?
It's Papa.
Yeah?
He told me to come home. I was sitting out here. He sneaked up behind me. He put his hands on my shoulders and he whispered in my ear, "It's time to come home now, boy." Jetta, do you know how long I've been waiting to be able to go home and not know shame? And now I can. I can finally go home.
You can too, can't you?
And they can look at me like I'm just Ezra now.
Ain't that something?
And Jetta, I saw my papa's face for the first time. And it was beautiful. I mean, it isn't beautiful in the sense that it was ugly, I mean, but the same beautiful too. And all I could do was just hug him. I mean, I just put my arms around him and gave him a big old bear hug, and he was hugging me back. Mm-hmm. And there we were, just hugging each other for the first time. Jed, I can't wait to go home. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to go home. I can't wait to see them all and to hug them all, see what they look like. Mm-hmm. My sisters.
I look more like your mama.
Okay, what does she look like?
Like your sisters.
Jetta, Papa said they got food out on the table and they got music and they're dancing and they're dancing. Dance with me, Jetta.
What?
No, let's dance like they're dancing back home.
Now?
Come on, yeah.
I don't know how to dance.
Well, just move your feet a little bit.
Well.
Yeah, move your feet a little bit. Just see? See, it ain't that hard.
It's not. I'm feeling kind of giddy.
Well, dance is supposed to make you feel giddy.
What is going on out there?
Hey, Jetta, come on. Grab my hand. Let's dance like they're dancing back home. Like they're dancing
right,
back home.
Okay.
Can I dance too?
Cyrus.
Just to dance.
Well, yeah, everybody needs to dance.
This is enough. I forgot all about how to dance.
I want you to stop. I want you to come in here and sit down.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I can't stop. I just saw my papa's face for the first time.
Stop it,
sir.
Stop this.
Come on, sir.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I want you to stop dancing, to come in here and sit down. Cyrus.
It just felt like the thing to do.
Really, sit.
Sir,
I ordered you to sit.
Sir, I'm sorry. I get a little carried away. I don't mean anything by it.
He does. Well, he doesn't mean anything.
And neither does Jetta.
Now listen, I don't want to be the villain in this. I really don't. Your joy is palpable, and your friend's joy as well. But I must come to you telling you that if you do not tell me the truth, as God knows the truth, I have no other recourse than to expel you from this city.
Sir, you can't do this.
I must do this. Do you ever want to see your father's face again?
Of course I do.
Then I need to hear you tell me that this Jesus is a lie.
Jetta, it's up to you, Ezra, whatever you decide.
I don't want to decide, Jetta. I just want to go home.
Sir, please. Well, can he just do this then? What if he were to just go home and not make himself as public as this is made of him, but to go and live there?
No. No, I need to hear him say that he was paid to lie and he never was blind to begin with. Nothing else will do.
Okay, can't you do this then? To not deny that you were healed, but to say that the man...
How is that possible?
I don't know, sir. I don't. But there has to be another way. Maybe if you were to not lie about the healing, but to discredit the man Jesus some way, somehow.
I have this to say. And I know it ain't going to sit well with some, but I only know what I know. Jetta, take my this man, Jesus, if he's not a holy man, with what he did for me, then I'm saying he ought to be.
So be it then.
Can't you just work with me on this a little bit?
This isn't any little bit.
I know it's not. I know very well it's not. And I ought to be ashamed of myself.
Why do you have to be so pure? Why can't you just say what I want you to say?
Well, why can't I just do what he said and just not say anything? I can do that.
A holy man?
Yeah. You want to meet him?
Meet him. Meet him. If he were a holy man, I wouldn't have to meet him. I would know him.
Sir!
Look, let me tell you something, little man. When God does come to earth, as he surely will someday, I won't have to meet him because he will come straight to me. Now leave. Get out of my sight.
Please, sir. I'm begging you. Please.
Sir, please. Let Ezra see his family again.
I just want to hold him. I just want to see him.
Get out.
Sir. I would give anything to be able to say whatever it is that you want me to say. But that just isn't how it is. Can you forgive me? For knowing the truth, for telling the truth as I know the truth.
Curse the truth if it is not God's truth. Sir. Now get out.
Sir, I'm begging you, please.
Out!
Ezra!
This is the saddest day of my life. Do you even want a Messiah?
What?
I think you are scared that this man is the Messiah.
Don't do this right now, Cyrus. Don't make this any harder than it already is. I know what you're going to say, and you have said far too much already.
No, but that? Just now? You're no different from the rest of them.
Just know that my love for you will not supersede my responsibility to the law.
You described your fear, and it is very real. A revolt would lead an army of soldiers. But I know now that you have a deeper fear than even that. How could I have been so blind? You are afraid of this man, Jesus, because down past the marrow of your bone and the gristle of your soul, you know that he might very well be who some claim him to be.
An illiterate carpenter who has taught himself magic and the ability to manipulate with words. Don't blame me if you had lost your battle with the angel, Cyrus. You're a better man than that.
No, this isn't my battle with the angel. This is yours. This is your crucible. You couldn't face the fact that this man is the holy is a holy man, not because Rome and what it would mean to this nation, but more importantly, what a Messiah would mean to you. You couldn't face the shame of not recognizing a holy man when he marches into town and heals a hopeless beggar.
He would turn what we know as righteousness upside down. He would make a folly of the truth as we know the truth and have been taught the truth. Can't you see this Jesus can't be what some people say? This nation couldn't survive it.
Who are you to tell us all that? Who made you God on earth to tell us all that?
I am a Levite. I was purposed into this world for this very reason.
And that gives you the right to talk about the truth as if it's only privy to you? As if this truth has nothing to do with real truth, but only the truth as you and God interpret the truth? Well, I know that man Jesus took pity on a blind beggar and gave him sight. And to me, that is absolute truth.
6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
And is that too, isn't it? You use the law like that to protect yourself from what you were afraid to hear.
In it thou shalt do all thy work, thy son, thy daughter, thy maidservant, thy manservant, thy cattle, thy stranger within thy gate.
Please don't make this any worse than it already is.
Too long, too many years I have spent in study and scripture and prayer. Don't ask me to be anything other than what I am. What you and this man Jesus is asking of me is impossible. I must protect the law as I know the law and not as you or anyone else redefines it. The hours upon hours I spent in study and scripture and prayer don't ask me to be anything other than what I am. I have to be what I am. Otherwise, my life is a lie. And I cannot allow that. By the glory of God, I will not accept that.
Then don't ask me to be a part of any of it when I know better.
Where are you going?
I'm going to find the man Jesus. And I'm going to kneel at the feet of an uneducated vagabond carpenter from some little town hardly anybody even knows.
You're tying my hands in this, Cyrus. Please, blessed son.
All that you taught me about knowing the truth in my heart, was it all a lie? I want so badly for you to be the person I thought you to be when I first met you, and not who you appear to be now.
Don't force me to be the priest that I must be in this.
I know that I saw the truth running through the streets the other day, and I'm ready to proclaim it. What you decide to see in this is up to you.
Lord, give me the strength to do what I know you want me to do in this. Send Cyrus back to me in humility and asking forgiveness. Let him see the lighthouse before it is too late. Let him recognize you in your purest sense when evil seems so righteous, and only faith prevents us from drowning in the sea. Do not let me be weak in what I fear, but let me be strong in what I know and have been taught to know and what truly does live in my heart. Assure me, Lord, assure me that that man is not what a very small part of me imagines him to be. Is it in my weakness that I ask this? What must I do to be stronger? What must I do to prove to you my worthiness? Guard, arrest the man who just left this room. He's to go before the High Council tomorrow at noon. So be it then. So be it.
Much to think about, much to pray about, much to learn. Thank you for what an incredible presentation. John Maxwell, who wrote and directed this presentation, is directing our show in February, Women of Lockerbie, and you'll want to see that for sure. Very moving, powerful show as well. So appreciate John and the team being here today to share with us. Let them pray together. Lord, you do make the blind see. Wherever we are in our blindness today, help us see with clarity. As your scripture has promised, and we say together, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. Have a good day.